6:56 here in the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM. Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Justin Katz joins us on the air tonight. What's going on, Justin?
Oh, not much. You know, I was looking through my edition of Providence Journal today, and mm-hmm. I could not believe that Pauly D getting a car was front page news.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's sort of a even worse version of, like, a reality TV version of the fact that they've been covering multiple times Stephen Colbert's testimony.
Oh, God.
And they have yet to mention, that I've seen, the fact that simultaneously there were people offering testimony that the Department of Justice is racially biased in what it prosecutes and who it prosecutes for election intimidation.
That has to do with the Black Panther Party, which is amazing. They need an investigation. I mean, there's a videotape of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean,
on YouTube.
What investigation is there? Look at the videotape. The guy standing there threatening people? Yeah, he is. So there you go.
Well, that's the amazing. It's almost like videotape isn't good enough. The other day, somebody commented on Anchor Rising that in sympathy with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that they should have investigated 9/11 better. And there was a videotape on YouTube of Osama bin Laden laughing about who planned it and who thought it was going to fall. And can't we just go to the tape? Is that not good anymore?
No. Don't even get me started with the conspiracy stuff, because that drive me up the wall. And Justin, tell me about the lack of energy in this governor's race.
You know,
do you feel it as well as I do? Is it just me?
You know, it really isn't you. Rhode Island is so Democrat that it's. I mean, the last election it was on fire because everybody was excited for their team. This year, it's. I mean, the people who run the media and all of that. Their side is on the losing end, deservedly, of the zeitgeist, and so there's a tendency to, well, you know, you don't want to vote for my guy, so I guess I'll just stay home. That's a few years ago. I got my father-in-law to not vote for Patrick Kennedy. That was as far as I could get him to go, was just to not go. To that, Andrew Morse has been posting some interviews with those candidates.
Yeah,
the governor candidates. From a perspective you don't often get in Rhode Island, which is one that assumes that conservative ideas might have some validity, and those are definitely worth checking out. But
right,
you know,
definitely.
You were saying, you know, I don't think it's about style or substance.
What is it?
I think it's the fact that if the game is so locked up in Rhode Island, and not necessarily Democrat versus Republican, but you can watch the union endorsement. And you know how that all falls out. And then, you know, Link Chafee comes out against Deborah Gist. You know,
right.
How exciting, you know? you're the teacher's union guy. That's what you have to say.
And you want to be against the lady who wants the teachers to do more and be more accountable. Gee, what?
Exactly.
Two and two is four, huh?
You could put their faces on cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, Justin, that's a great point. Maybe people think it's all done already, so what's the point? Justin, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. AnchorRising.com, best political blog on the face of the earth, in my opinion.